Hello, everybody. With Bob Christopher and Andrew Farley, I'm Bob Davis, and this is Basic Gospel, a media ministry dedicated to helping you hear, believe, and live the good news of Jesus Christ. If there's an issue you'd like to talk about or a Bible question that we can answer, we invite your call right now. The toll-free number, good in the U.S. and in Canada, 844-322-2742. That's 844-322-2742. We're live on the air and online right now, so you can discuss the issues that are important in your life or get a quick but thoughtful answer to your question. The lines are open, and again, the toll-free number, 844-322-2742. It's Basic Gospel, everybody. Now here's Bob Christopher.
Well, thanks, Bob. Jesus is alive. He was raised from the dead so that we could have life everlasting. And that's what happens when we come to him by faith. We're made alive together with Jesus. We can live in freedom. We can enjoy his love, his grace, and mercy. But as we know, we have an enemy that's out there, an enemy of our souls that's trying to rob us of this new life that we have. He's trying to keep us from experiencing it to the full. He accuses us. He does all sorts of things. And that's part of the world system in which we live in. And that's why it's sometimes difficult to really fully take hold of this eternal life, because we keep listening to what the enemy has to say to us. And I know, Andrew, you've written about that in a book called The Art of Spiritual War. And it's just on sale right now as a Kindle, the Kindle version, for an incredibly wonderful price of $1.99.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's a special that the publisher and Amazon are working on together for 1 week only. It's $1.99. It's called The Art of Spiritual War. And basically, it is what I see as what could be hypothetically the enemy's playbook. I mean, you know, we all know, as you said, that there is an enemy that seeks to steal and kill and destroy. And then we've got all these Christians, like all of us at one time. I mean, we were either depressed or bewildered or confused. We were saved and we knew we were headed for heaven. But lots and lots of us Christians, we find ourselves miserable. We're asking, where did it all go? What happened, Lord? What happened to my joy? What happened to my peace? And there is an enemy, and he does have strategies. And in this book, The Art of Spiritual War, I'm talking about what those strategies are and what the biblical response is, because that can make all the difference, can't it?
It certainly can. And for our listeners, if you're interested in this book, interested in the Kindle version, just simply go to Amazon.com, look up The Art of Spiritual War, and it's $1.99 for this week, and it's a wonderful value. But, you know, as far as Satan's playbook, our enemy's playbook, Drew, it's kind of interesting. You know, he really doesn't have a lot of tools at his disposal, but what he does have is deception.
Yeah.
And every play that he tries to run is a play that is built upon the principle of deception. And we see this all throughout Scripture. We see this in the garden. There the Lord God said to the woman, "What is this you have done?" And the woman said, "The serpent deceived me." Mm-hmm. And that's exactly what Satan did. In Romans 7, we see, "For sin taking opportunity through the commandment deceived me." In 2 Corinthians, "But I am afraid, lest as the serpent deceived Eve by his craftiness, your mind should be led astray from the simplicity and purity of devotion to Christ." In Ephesians 4, "As a result, we are no longer to be children, tossed here and there by waves and carried about by every wind of doctrine, by the trickery of men, by craftiness and deceitful scheming." 2 John 7, "For many deceivers have gone out into the world, those who do not acknowledge Jesus Christ as coming in the flesh. This is the deceiver and the Antichrist." And the great dragon, Revelations 12, "was thrown down, the serpent of old, who is called the devil and Satan, who deceives the whole world." The playbook is built upon deception. That's why it's so vitally important for us to know truth, because that truth is going to set us free from the confusion and the error that this world system is built upon. And Andrew, I'm so grateful that you've written this book, and have made it available, and I know it can be a wonderful tool and resource to help people be able to discern the deceiving, deceptive schemes of the enemy of our souls.
Yeah. Well, this is Basic Gospel, everybody. Again, with Bob Christopher, Richard Piper is under the weather today. We enjoy having Andrew on the broadcast with us, as always. My name is Bob Davis, and if you have a question or something you'd like to discuss, why, this is a good opportunity. Toll-free, 844-322-2742. Again, 844-322-2742. Well, Bob, a question that kind of plays into what you were talking about yesterday, knowing God, knowing Jesus. This is from Christopher. He says, my question is, who on planet Earth has really fully come to know Jesus? He says, I came to know God December 15th, 2007. However, I don't believe that I fully know him. I do, however, grow in his grace and in the knowledge of the person of Jesus with much excitement. Please share your thoughts to Christopher.
Well, I think that's an excellent question, Bob. And, you know, this gospel message, Jesus Christ did all that he did through his death, his burial, and resurrection to bring us to God. That's the sole purpose of the gospel. God created man to have a relationship with him. We see the beauty of that relationship, the innocence of that relationship in the garden with Adam and Eve. But then that relationship was broken through sin. Adam and Eve chose to eat of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. Well, God sent Jesus to restore that relationship, to make us fully alive in him so that we could know God the Father, so that we could genuinely know what he is like. Well, that's a lifelong process, isn't it, Andrew? It's not something that we're going to grasp just, you know, the moment we come to Christ by faith. That's just the entry in this growing in our knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. And it seems like every single day we get to know him a little better.
Yeah, it's like walking through a doorway into a most incredible room. I mean, if you're in the room, you're in the room, and that is so awesome and so wonderful, but you end up walking around in that room, getting to know all of the contents of that room, the different aspects of it, the size, the shape, the furniture, the belongings that are in that room. In the same way, I mean, we have entered in, we are in Christ, and we know him. I mean, 1 John 2:13 says, I'm writing to you, fathers, because you know him. I'm writing to you, fathers, because you know him who is from the beginning. So we don't want to make this thing into a works thing where, oh, if I do 7 Bible studies and 3 visits to the local church, then I will know him. There is a knowing him that we have entered into when we enter into Christ. But you're right that there is a renewing of the mind, and that is a work in progress. It's an adventure. It's a journey. I'm on the 80-year plan, as I like to say. But really, we're on the eternal plan because we'll still be learning more about him in heaven. It's because you never get to the end of him. God is so big and so awesome that we can't expect to fully comprehend him ever. And that's why it's an adventure to get to know him.
Absolutely. It's almost as if God's like the ocean. You know, we have explored and studied all sorts of things about the ocean, but there is so much that is unknown about that big old those bodies of water out there. Well, God's even bigger than that. And when we jump into Christ, when we come to know him, we've just put our toes in that water, and we're going to keep wading out there and knowing more and more about who he really is. So, and that's the knowledge. I think that's the asset that we have that the world needs. Why the world is in the mess that it's in, and that's what we were talking about yesterday, Andrew, is the fact that the world does not know God. The world has come up with their own, God inventions, but those are products of man's imagination. They're not based on truth. Only in Jesus do we really know what God the Father is all about. But that's what the world is desperate to know. That's the asset that we have that we can share with the world. What's God like? Well, let me tell you who Jesus is. And in knowing Jesus, you're going to know what God is all about. Well, let's go to our phone lines. We're going to talk first with Janelle here in Plano, Texas, listening to us on The Word. Hi, Janelle. Welcome to Basic Gospel.
Thank you for taking my call. My question is, I was a part of a church for 15 months or maybe a little longer, and on Sundays they greet you at the door. Everybody's kissy and huggy and friendly, and I participated in Bible studies, and I went to prayer group on Saturday mornings, and basically I thought I was a part of that church. But now I have the worst thing I've ever gone through in my life. My daughter became seriously ill, and I'm with her every minute, and I've been out of church now for 6 weeks, going through just unbelievable stress. And I have not heard a word from any person in that church except the pastor for the first 2 weeks of this. He contacted me to see how things were going, and I met with him once. But not one person that was so friendly and nice on Sunday morning has ever called me, encouraged me, asked about my daughter, nothing. And I really don't want to go back to that church.
Hmm. Yeah, Janelle, I can understand your frustration and your hurt feelings over that. Do you know if the information got out to your friends, those who you've spent time with?
Yes.
They know about what's happening.
They do know. They do know.
Well, I'm sorry to hear that, and it's really a reminder that we fall short. I mean, we as humans fall short. A lot of us get so busy that we end up thinking about ourselves and ourselves only. It is an encouragement that the pastor reached out to you, but as a pastor, I can relate to the simple fact that sometimes we fall short in following up with people and making sure that they know we're thinking about them and that we love them. So I'm sorry you're going through this. I don't know that we have a Band-Aid or a magic wand that would help here, except to say that, we've got Jesus Christ, and he's our comforter, and that's where we have to land, Janelle. We have to land there because flesh is flesh, and humanity will always fall short. And whether it's a relative, a friend, or churchgoers, they're going to disappoint. I like to say that everybody's made of glass. At one point, they're going to come shattering down, and the only one left standing is Jesus Christ. And that's why he lives in us as our comforter and counselor. And, I can't even promise you, if you went to a different church and then another church and then another church, that you're going to find the people that would meet those expectations, because people do fall short. And the only one that we can truly rely on and fall back on is the Holy Spirit, Jesus Christ, who lives in us.
Well, I agree with that, because he has been here for me. I'm amazed at how he has strengthened me to get through this, because I will be 80 years old my next birthday. And to go through this every day nearly, he shows up and does something. He gives signs and wonders that he is there. And I have to say that is the truth. He is the only one that, well, I have some family members that have been there for me.
Let me say one more thing. Let me suggest one more thing, Janelle. Have you reached out to your pastor and called him with any update or anything in the last few weeks?
No, I really haven't.
Okay.
After I stopped hearing from him or anyone else, I just felt like that no one really cared.
Well, remember that he did initiate with you, and I just want to encourage you to consider giving him one more chance by reaching out with an update. You know, it may be that his heart is for you and towards you. It's just that he gets overwhelmed with other things going on. If you might send him an email or a phone call and just give him an update, you might be surprised at his response to that. I can't speak for him. I don't know who he is. But don't let the enemy come between you and him by painting a picture that he doesn't care or any of that. Let's give him the benefit of the doubt until proven otherwise. And, that's the only other thing I would put on your heart there, put on your mind to reach out to him, and don't let the enemy paint a negative picture of everybody out there. But again, ultimately, who is our answer? And I think you already know that. And we go through these times as a reminder of who is the one and only answer. And Bob, you know, maybe we could just briefly pray with Janelle and pray for her and her daughter.
Well, I think that's a great idea, Drew. And just let me lead that. And Janelle, you know, the Lord has been there for you. You've recognized that. So I think you can, in this circumstance, can give thanks. And that's exactly what the Word of God encourages us to do in all things. In all things, give thanks, because this is the will of God. And I think when you give thanks...
Could I just share one little testimony of what he did?
Please do.
Because it was so awesome. It won't take long. It's not that long. I called a friend in Tulsa to pray because I knew she was a strong believer. In the middle of the night, my phone went beep, 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 and I thought, who can be calling me at 2 o'clock in the morning or texting me? And it was a scripture God had given her for me, and I first thought, oh, I'm too tired. I'll do this. I'll read it in the morning. And then I thought, if she can be up at 2 o'clock in the morning praying for my daughter, then I can get up and read it and write it out. So I did that, and it was Joel 2:25, where God was saying, I will restore all that the enemy has stolen, the locust worm and the canker worm and all that. Yeah. But the sign was the next morning at 4 o'clock in the morning, I couldn't sleep. So I got up, and I decided to turn on a church channel on the TV. The moment I turned it on, a scripture popped on the screen, filling the screen with someone reading it, and it was Joel 2:25. Mm. Now, to me, that was God confirming his word to me.
Yeah. Well, Janelle, as the word of God says, he loves you. He cares for you. You know, there's nowhere in the Word of God where it says cast all our cares on the church or cast all our cares on people. It's always cast your cares upon him. Come to me. That's what Jesus said. Come unto me, all you who are weary and heavy burdened, and he will give you rest. So he's making his presence known to you in wonderful ways. And so let's just thank him for that. And so let me just pray. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you that you compelled Janelle to pick up the phone today and to share her burdens and share her concerns with a live radio audience. Thank you for that courage that you put in her. Thank you that you've made yourself known to her in this present situation. With the sickness of her daughter, continue to do so. And then as she recognizes that, just fill her heart with an attitude of thanksgiving. And with that attitude of thanksgiving, encourage her to reach out to the pastor who reached out to her to share the goodness that you've given to her through this time and the comfort that she has received from you. And we'll just thank you for that. And we do lift up her daughter and ask you to just carry out your will in this situation. And we're going to thank you for that and praise you for it in Christ's matchless name. Amen.
Janelle, we're very glad that you called today. And please let us know how the Lord works through this with you and your daughter.
Yeah, you hang on the line, Janelle. We want to get some more information from you, and we're going to send you some resources. So you hang on, and thanks for your call, Janelle. God bless you.
Yes, indeed.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Yes. Again, underscoring the fact that Basic Gospel is on the air to meet the needs of our listeners, and we're very grateful for the opportunity to do just exactly that.
Yes, indeed. Well, let's go to Kurt listening to us on WMCA. Hi, Kurt.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing fantastic. What's on your mind today?
Well, I have a 19-year-old son that he's been raised, in the Lord. I belong to a non-denominational Bible church. I'm an elder in the church, and my son is judging God he doesn't want to understand that God is a sovereign God. He struggles over people that die that didn't have a chance to hear the gospel. They're going to go to hell, and they think that God is uncaring. And in the instance where he used the Pharaoh and his army when they were chasing the Jews through the Red Sea. He says, why do all those men that die, why do they have to go to hell?
Mm-hmm. Well, Kurt, first of all, in that context, we have to realize that Pharaoh took it upon himself to chase after the Israelites. And sometimes I think we have to put blame where blame is due in this fallen world. We want to put a God stamp on everything as if God is the author of everything. God is not the author of sin. He's not the author of death. And it wasn't God's first choice, so to speak, to bring judgment and wrath and punishment on anyone. But he created us in love with a free will. And so I think the message that your son, at some point, at the right time, in the right place, with the right spirit of communication, he needs to really begin to see that in this theater of life, there are many actors, not just God. And so, how would he like a world of chaos with no governmental laws, no prison system, no punishment, where criminals run free? Well, in the same way, that's why we have a God who understands justice at the same time as he understands mercy and grace. And I think ultimately what I'm thankful for, Kurt, what I'm thankful for is that here I am, an American, thousands of miles from Israel, a Gentile. I'm not a Jew. I'm a Gentile. And in the Old Testament, I had no hope and no relationship with God, no covenant. And so the good news is that Jesus made a way. He made a way for me. He made a way for you. And so I think that the most exciting message is that there is a way at all. What if there were no way, but God made a way? And that's the incredible news of the gospel.
Right. And when he rose, he set the captives free.
That's right. Yeah.
Right.
Well, Kurt, your son is questioning, and he's at a time where, an age bracket where a lot of those questions really start to surface. I know, Drew, when you were in college, that was a time for a lot of questioning on your part. It was a time for me. And I think it's very important to get some good, solid resources into his hands. And we have a book, Simple Gospel, Simply Grace. I would love to send it to you. It talks about kind of my journey, a lot of the questions that I had. And I think it would be a book that would help him come to some real solid answers as to the love of God that is being directed toward him. Right now. So, right. Kurt, let me put you on hold, and we'll send you a copy of that book, okay?
Okay. I've also tried to tell him. Hello?
Yeah, we're here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay. Yeah, I also tried to tell him that God is the final judge. Mm-hmm. So who's to say that some of these people that have died, that by God's grace, that he would permit them to come to heaven?
Yeah.
He's the final judge. We have no say in that.
Mm-hmm. Well, right. Yeah, God's running the universe, and in the end, he says it'll be like the stars in the sky, the number of people that are in heaven. When you look at that, that's a lot of people, and he's looking at human hearts. That's not our job at all.
Yeah. Well, Kurt, you hold on, and thanks for your call today. We certainly appreciate it.
Yes, indeed. And friends, all you have to do is look around you every day to know that there's an increasing number of issues plaguing society and the Christian voice in America, and there is a right way for believers to respond. We have detailed what I think are the most excellent answers to all these situations in a CD called Pierce the Darkness, and it's yours for a gift of any amount to Basic Gospel this month. All you need to do to get your free copy is click Donate on any page at BasicGospel.net. That's BasicGospel.net, or speak with our operator at 844-412-2742. Again, 844-412-2742. Well, thanks for joining us, everybody. Now for Bob Christopher, for Andrew Farley, and the ministry team, I'm Bob Davis, inviting you to be with us again tomorrow for another live edition of Basic Gospel.